This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Such policies cannot continue. They make our nation less safe by putting dangerous criminals back on the streets.
Jeff Sessions says no more. Lots of discussion about where we're headed as a nation when it comes to criminals who find themselves burrowing in at one of these sanctuary cities. And they're here illegally in 34, one of 34 possible spots, and they're not deported as they're supposed to be. At risk is federal bucks, serious big bucks for some of these cities. So now it's a war between Sessions, the attorney general, and several mayors of big and small cities. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we step off part of the conversation. The water cooler buzz has been over this for quite some time. This isn't a new discussion. It's just the strong arming now has happened where Sessions is saying, yeah, you don't do something and supply those stats and deport the bad guys, we're not going to give you the money. So, California and Maryland, two cities that are states, rather, that are thinking of becoming a sanctuary state, and this is our way around it. Let's just get out of this. We're not gonna have to deal with it. We don't want to deal with it. We think it's wrong, and we're not gonna profile, and it's dangerously close to profiling. So instead, we're not gonna play. But that hasn't happened yet. There's just heavy discussion on making it happen. Sessions is threatening to hold the money back and saying, yeah, we're not going to do that. You're not going to get the grants. You're not going to get that money that you need in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. It's not happening. So the protection now is for the illegal immigrants against the list, the deportation list that ICE has. The concern is there going to be someone from ISIS in the midst of some of these sanctuary cities? However, police agencies are officers from checking on immigration status when making arrests or traffic stops and have refused to lock up people longer than otherwise warranted at the request of federal agents trying to deport them. So there's a big turf war going on. Dollars are at stake and attitudes are absolutely on the line. In California, the bill that I'm talking about would essentially make all of the most populous U.S. the state, right, a sanctuary. So if there's enough votes to pass it, that's what would happen. You've got the L.A. mayor saying, slashing funds for responders for our port, our airport, counterterrorism, crime-fighting, community building serves no one, and this threat is stupid. In Maryland, like I said, taking it a step further, and in California, taking it a step further as well, if they get the backing, yeah, we're just going to call ourselves a sanctuary state. New Orleans, listen to me, in New Orleans, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York City, all possibly non-compliant. So according to Trump's executive order, Jeff Sessions, as the attorney general, would have to wait until the Homeland Security Department determines what constitutes non-compliance. But they may be able to come up with this pretty quickly, and the money flow could be cut off. I mean, the money's already been allocated, right? So maybe it doesn't happen for this year, but maybe it's up for grabs next year. Maybe. And we're talking about a lot of money that's on the line. We're talking about lots and lots of money. How much was doled out to California, to certain cities? How much went directly to cities and counties last year? Over $136 million. I think this is a fund that's going to get bigger and more specific to certain areas in digging around and seeing who's not complying, who's complying, how much money they're getting, you know, all of that in between. So Jeff Sessions is saying, fine, we'll just end the sanctuary cities. How about that? We'll just say adios to that. Forget it. In the meantime, while all of that's happening, the president had a busy Monday heading into another week, the final week in March. Can you believe it? We're almost leaping ahead to April. And Trump signed several bills that would affect Obamacare, because last week, we know, was a brutal week for the president. Didn't get the votes they needed to work on the ACA and tearing it apart. So the president rolled back a bunch of regulations, signing four bills that reverse rules on education, land use, and federal purchasing, and promised to remove every job-killing regulation they could possibly find. So how do you do this? Reverse regulations. Because the resolution of disapproval reached the president's desk through the Congressional Review Act, which is rarely used. It allows fast-track bills to reverse regulations. But before this president, the law had been used successfully only once in a 21-year span. That's how long it's been around. Trump has now signed a total of seven at a pretty rapid pace. So previous bills have reversed Obama regulations banning Social Security recipients with a mental problem from buying a firearm, restrict the dumping of mining waste in streams and rivers, that's what happened in Colorado, and requiring energy companies to disclose how much they're paying foreign governments. So half of all bills the president has signed so far have been the kind that kills the red tape, the resolutions. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, said that many of the bills cancel federal power grab that took decision-making away from the states and local governments, is how we see it. Two regulations measuring school performance and teacher training under the Every Student Succeeds Act, which was a law that the former president signed in 2015 with bipartisan support. Trump's new action would preclude federal action on any of those rules, since the administration is now banned from issuing any new rule that is substantially similar to the ones that were just overturned. If all of that is confusing to you, don't be confused. There was a ceremony in the Roosevelt of the White House. There was a lot of work, the president said, by a lot of people to get it done. He says it's going to lead to more jobs. What do you think? See you in a few.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Augusta Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
You know that our goal is to have 32 stable franchises for each of those teams and also the league. We work very hard and never want to see a relocation of a franchise. That means exhausting our options and doing everything we possibly can to get a solution in the existing market.
Yeah, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, bunk. So they did not they are relocating. They did not stay in Oakland. The move was, well, Mark Davis wanted to this team there, and I think the NFL owners wanted it. Plus, the NFL gets a relocation fee. It was not happening. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts. How do you do that? Through miracle of the internet at americatonight.net. Quickly, some broad strokes on it. So the approval, there's the owners' meetings happening in Phoenix. The approval overwhelming, 31-1. A team in Vegas would allow the league to super capitalize on a booming forest. All the excitement and all of the hundreds of millions of dollars will go to the construction of a new stadium. Vegas is set, 2020, baby. And the Raiders, of course, are known for an incredibly passionate fan base that will begin playing in Vegas as soon as 2019 and someplace temporary. The lease at their stadium expires after 2018 and 2020. They'll move into, if it's ready, $2 billion stadium with $750 million in public's money. Now, Libby Chat, who is the mayor of Oakland, said that losing the team is going to really tear the people apart. It's going to tear their psyche, their pride, and the league is going to regret its decision. She said the Raider Nation is the last of the blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth fan bases, and it absolutely breaks my heart to lose this team. I feel her pain because it is a big blow to Oakland, but they're certainly not the last of the blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth teams. However, it is an incredible punch in the gut for them. Isn't it interesting how politics and sports are so similar? It's crazy, isn't it? It is. The tax dollars for the stadium, all of that, I think, was just, I mean, there's no way. They were saying yes, yes, yes. And that the Raiders are the second major team to go to Vegas. Quickly, I'll tell you this. There's now talk of a Major League Baseball team, an MLS team, and an NBA team, but the NHL has a team there. So the NHL is happening this upcoming season. So the NHL and the NFL get there first. Vegas is exploding. I mean, just absolutely exploding. And that is rough because they have been there for a long time. So the Oakland fans lose again in a very big, big way. And I agree with the mayor there. They're going to be real bitter about that. I mean, absolutely. Not happy. A quick reminder to everybody that coming up on our Thursday night show, we will do... I want to make sure I get this right for everybody. We're going to do a Nail the Score because you asked me for it. Nail the Score is going to happen in our next show. We're going to do it Tuesday. On our next show, Tuesday show, we will do Nail the Score in our second hour final segment. Sweet! So you could win some prizes. Just bragging rights from America Tonight, if you guess correctly. And we've got the Carolina team, South Carolina, North Carolina, in the Final Four. Oregon and Gonzaga round things out. It's interesting, the teams that fell and the excitement over March Madness was pretty big. And I think part of that is because of the gambling, actually, since we're on that subject, because so many fill out these pools. So it was a really interesting way to close out the season. And now who's going to win? You've got first up for the Final Four on April 1st. You have Gonzaga taking on South Carolina, and this is, of course, in Phoenix. And then you have Oregon and North Carolina. Wild if it came down to the two Carolinas playing against each other for a championship. I can imagine the trash talking on Tobacco Row if that happens, and outside of it. Rim, you have the floor here on ATN. Hello.
It's all going downhill.
It's all going downhill. Move to Vegas. Everyone's moving to Vegas.
Not me. Everybody moved there. You know, I mean, politics and in football is all going downhill.
There's similarities.
Well, I heard they were moving earlier than that. I got a little thing I heard. I can't remember whether it was over the radio or TV, but I got a funny for you. This young couple are going out on a blind date. They've already arrived at the restaurant. They've sat down. They've ordered their meal, and they've ordered the drinks, and the waiter's just delivered the drinks, and they both take a sip. And the young lady says to the gentleman, she says, well, why don't you tell me something about yourself? And he says, okay, well, I believe in God. I have high moral standards. I believe that, you know, the alternative lifestyle, the gays and the lesbians are abomination. And she's sitting there saying, well, God, check. I can work on the other. And then he says, I think that, you know, when I do get married, I want my wife to stay at home and have many children so that I can have many male heirs to my fortune. And she goes, now wait a minute here. Are you some kind of male chauvinist Republican pig? And the guy goes, no, I'm Muslim. She comes back and she says, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to be prejudiced or Islamic phobia or anything. What do you think of that one,
Islamophobia,
Gage?
Oh, my gosh. I was waiting for an incredible punchline. I thought there was going to be something about seven virgins in there or something else, and I didn't get that. You're crazy, man. Oh, you're trying to create
That's
jokes now,
saying,
just like Dan.
Going all downhill, girl. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They can't even recognize
crazy.
Their own crowd.
Crazy.
But,
you can't recognize your own crowd.
But I heard another one. But there's this new program, I don't know if you've seen it on TV, called Truth or Dare. And it's kind of like the old cash cab. Young man's trying to start up his own television game show, except he's doing it out in California along, you know, the L.A. beach. And he asks certain questions, you know, to get your bank up, individual questions, and then he has at the end, which is the truth part. You answer truthfully, you get $25 per right answer. And at the end, he has three envelopes, which are dares. One for $100, one for $200, one for $300. If you choose to take the dare, you can, you know, double, triple your money, or you can lose it all. But anyhow, he asked this one question to these couple of guys that were standing around, and you could tell they were potheads. One was black, one was white, and the black guy had glasses on, but the white guy, his eyes, pupils are so huge that all you could see is a red ring around around the eyeballs. And the first question he asked was basically a current political one. And he said, this guy recently died. Can you tell me what his job and position was? And his last name was Scalia. And the white guy goes, oh, yeah, I know. No, he was Supreme Court Justice. And then the next one was a math one. And I said, oh, they ain't even going to get this one. And he asked, which weighs more, a pound of steel or a pound of feathers? And, you know, black guy turns to the white guy and says, I know steel's more heavier. And the white guy goes, yeah, that's right. So they said, a pound of steel. Now, he asked that question four times, Kate. Four times.
Then, that's right. Fifth time
and
the charm.
And he finally had to say, well, a pound is a pound, no matter what it is, you know. And then he said, the next question is another math question. And he said, how many feet are in a mile? How many feet are in a mile, Kate?
How many feet are in a mile, Grim? We are out of time. You guys, Ben, there you go. Did you hear that answer? 5,280.
Nope.
That's unbelievable. You've got to save that for the next time around. And everybody's going to be curious about it because we got Frank Shamrock coming up here on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Over these last couple of days heading into the new year was what happened with the Hollywood sign when they turned it, a guy turned it into Hollyweed. Hilarious, but to the point of our culture and cannabis and what's happening with more states approving not just medical marijuana but recreational use. Who better to have on this show than former UFC champion Frank Shamrock, co-host of a new educational cannabis TV talk show called The Bake Out. Frank, thanks so much for popping on.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, what was your reaction? I know you had to laugh out loud, to the Hollywood sign being flipped to Hollyweed.
Oh, I just had the best belly laugh, because if you've hung out in Hollywood any time in the past year or so, it has turned to Hollyweed. Every TV show, every, you know, pilot, pretty much everything is sort of tinted with green right now.
And that's because finally there's been such a big push, especially in California, to legalize recreational use in marijuana. I thought it was shocking that Colorado and a few other states actually had recreational use before California. So finally that happens. Is there a movement to try to overturn it?
You know, there's some rumblings, but I don't think, you know, I think socially this is a movement that's it's pushed past, you know, the law, and, you know, it's chipping away at the federal law, but certainly socially it's not that thing that people are afraid to talk about anymore, and it's really truly being recognized as medicine now, which, you know, that I think is the biggest step forward.
Yeah, so tell us about the bakeout. What's the idea behind the bakeout? Tell us ways to use marijuana, how it's being used, what people are doing, the latest, greatest, coolest equipment. What is it about?
Pretty much everything. And I think most importantly, you know, starting at the beginning and kind of telling the history of cannabis, the plant itself, and how it's been in our culture and where it's now. And then also, yeah, the best ways to take it, the latest ways to take it, what the greatest science is, kind of what's out there. We're making a show for people that don't really know what it is. And, you know, my co-host, he has no idea what it is. He's a celebrity diet nutrition. Like, he is completely on the other side of this spectrum. And he's looking forward to learning about it with the audience. And I think that's one of the cool things about the show is my buddy Robert has no idea what's going on. And he's about to have his whole mind blown with this, you know, ancient plant.
I love that. So one of the things that you've revealed is that you have been using cannabis for several years. I would imagine that helps you. It certainly helps you, I would think, with the whole fighting thing, right?
100%. Yeah, and I started taking it, you know, I dabbled when I was a kid and, you know, smoked it when I was a teenager. But it wasn't until I really became serious about, you know, I think I won my third or fourth world title, and I was really looking for some pain relief and some pain management. Because, you know, when I was 16, they told me I was never going to play sports. I cracked my spine, and I needed spinal surgery and, like, all this other stuff. And, you know, I turned to natural medicine. I had tremendous success. So when I was about 33, I got real serious about cannabis as a medicine. And, you know, it became my pain management tool, my relaxation tool, my sleep aid. And I went on to win, you know, more world titles and set more world records. But I could have never done that without the medicine of cannabis.
Yeah, and I cover a lot of athletes, and certainly we see this in football, and they don't talk about it as much. Off the record, they do. But that's the same thing that they're saying. Listen, we're like freight trains coming at each other on the line with the speed of the NFL. You were in the octagon, so you understand that. And it's the incredible pain. They say there's no question. I've talked to several linemen about it, that there is something that marijuana does to your body and to your psyche that helps you bounce back.
Well, even more so, it actually heals your brain. It has just been, I mean, all the science is coming about the neuroplasticity of it, and especially for football players. In my game, I can avoid getting hit in the head. I can, you know, I got a million techniques to take out my opponent. But in that game, you're literally running your head into other men's heads, you know, at 250, 300 pounds, and the force of that is hurting the brain. You know, it's been proven. In fact, the federal government holds the patent on it that this will cure your hurt brain, and that, you know, that the NFL doesn't have access to it, and that they're just, you know, ignoring the social uses, and that every player is doing it. It just seems insane.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seems insane, too. So saying that, do you think more states are going to follow with what's happened with California? I mentioned that, you know, we already have it legalized in Colorado, and there are six states, other states besides California, that have recreational marijuana. There's certainly a path to that. Do you think we're going to see more states pass it?
I definitely think you're going to see more states, and especially with California, because with California will come that bigger social awareness and that giant flood of money. And, you know, one of the things that has stopped cannabis from really being recognized for its power is it's federally illegal, so we can't spend money to research it because we can't get the product and we can't do the research. So it's, you know, these are caretakers. These are people that are taking it upon themselves, trying to find the medicine through trial and error. But now that we've got this big, you know, now that California's jumped aboard, I think you're going to see a floodgate of money and a floodgate of research come out that really starts pointing to what this thing can do, what it is and what it isn't. And that's really what the show is about. What is cannabis? And I've been told a million things, and I was taught, you know, all kinds of stuff when I was younger, but I'm finding out now what it truly is, and I want to share that, because if I could plant a seed in my backyard, and I could grow my family's medicine, and I could help care for my family's personal medicine for pennies on a dollar, perfectly natural, why wouldn't I choose that?
Yeah, why wouldn't you choose that? I think it's a great question to pose. Tell us a secret we don't know. What was the most, I guess, revealing thing that you found out about cannabis when you did research, talked to more people about it? What did you find out that just blew your mind?
Well, the biggest thing for me was the fact that our federal government says and schedules this drug as a Schedule I drug, meaning there is no medical use whatsoever, and it is horribly, terribly wrong for you. That's the classification, and yet they hold, our own government holds a patent on cannabis as a neuroprotectant. So our government is saying, it's terrible, don't use it, there's no use for it, and conversely, they hold a patent on its ability to protect your brain. So this in and of itself is a giant lie that if I were in a sport and I were getting hit in the head, which I was, this is the kind of stuff that athletes need to be aware of and need to be taught. And I was taught this was a gateway drug. If you consume cannabis, you'll be on heroin next and you'll be homeless. And all of those teachings, in my opinion, were misguided.
Yeah, you know, there's so many people are coming out and they're saying similar things. And what the argument, and you know this, Frank, is, and we're speaking to Frank Shamrock, who was just King Kong in the octagon, I'll say, UFC stud, and now is doing the bakeout for everybody who may have just joined us. So one of the things that's talked about is, it's a gateway drug, it's a gateway drug. Do you consider it a gateway drug?
Well, if you think it's a gateway, I would call it a gateway to championships, all of my dreams and achieving everything necessary in my life. Because it was just a gateway for me to become successful. I could have never done it without it, because the pain of what I have physically to my body is beyond. You know, I'm a patient, or I should be a patient,
right,
consuming pain medication all day. When you talk about gateway, you talk about addiction, and then you got to define addiction. And addiction is anything that you cannot stop doing that's bad for you. And that's the bottom line. So if consuming cannabis becomes bad for you and you stop doing your job or this, that, and the other, you got a problem. But same with alcohol and same with every other drug and same with every other thing that you can consume to addict or mess up your life.
Yeah.
Except for cannabis is actually good for you. It actually heals your cells and it doesn't destroy your body and it doesn't give you a hangover. So, you know, it's just been sort of vilified and repositioned as this thing that could do all these things. The truth is it does all these good things, and for whatever reason, it has been put on this other area. You know, there's over 140, you know, psychoactive chemicals and positive chemicals in this cannabis, and there's one tiny one that we look at, and that's THC. We get all upset about this. But all those other ones are really, really good for you. And when you talk to the social movement of people using cannabis, they're not trying to get high. They're trying to solve their human ailments.
Yeah.
And
this
plant will do it. And you don't, you know, if you want to go get high, that's a whole other conversation. And if you want to be an alcoholic, if you got issues in your addictive life, that's a whole other conversation. But to think that this plant takes you there, I think is a complete misnomer.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you this last question. The Kingdom, I love that show that's all about UFC. I think it is so well done. Is it accurate? Do you like it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I like it. I love it. It's as accurate as you could get without probably getting in more trouble. Like, it's, Yeah, like it's a hard. I was there in the beginning. Like, it was so hardcore. There was no rules. There was no weight classes. It was really a, you showed up, you like grabbed your manhood by the reins, and you went in and did it. And but to see its development on screen, and especially with wonderful characters and stuff, I just love it. I mean, I was a fan first. I was definitely afraid to do it, but after I did it, I just fell in love with it. And I think once you see this sport, you can't look away. It's too cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's too cool, too. We want to say that The Bakeout premieres on Wednesday, January 25th at 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 10 o'clock Eastern at bakeout.tv. Frank, you're a delight. We'll have you back on again. Thank you.
All right on. Thank you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that. You say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing, are you okay?
Some days I wonder. I have to find, is my pulse there? What's happening? What's happening? It's, you know what? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever
no.
that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So yep. if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, hey, aren't you so-and-so? And he immediately goes, oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted man and the police officer and fireman, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you got to get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the middle school, a high school person. That I have a son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school. And now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, cashiers, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last
Number one. What is number one? Drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now, think about it. You have a great year, and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden, your quotas, everything goes through the roof, and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch-22. You do great, and they set your heights even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back, and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. If you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. Breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep moving on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for a dime and you're blinking, listen.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.